This is a full album stream of the Hospice by the Antlers. That was Kettering. This is Sylvia.
It's mine. You've been living a while in the front of my skull, making orders. You've been writing me rules, shrinking maps, redrawing borders. I've been repeating your speeches, but the audience just doesn't follow. In my face.
This is a full album stream of The Antlers Hospice. That was Atrophy. This is Bear.
There's a bear inside your stomach. A cop's been kicking for thin. He's loud though without vocal cords. We'll put an end to him. We'll make all the right appointments. No one ever has to know. And then tomorrow I'll turn 21. We'll script another show. We'll play charades up in the Chelsea. Drink champagne, although you shouldn't be. We'll be blind and dumb until we fall asleep. None of our friends will come. They dodge our calls, and they have for quite a while now. It's not a shock, you don't seem to mind. And I just can't see how we're doing. Terrified of one another and terrified of what that means. But we'll make only quick decisions, and you'll just keep me in the waiting room. And all the while I'll know we're fucked and out getting unfucked soon. When we get home we're bigger strangers than we've ever been before. You sit in front of snowy television, suitcase on the floor. We're too old. Oh,
That was by the Antlers off their album Hospice. This is Two.
Something that I didn't know, that I wanted to hear that there was.
But you came back to see me for a minute or less, and left me a ring in my fist. My hair started growing, my face became yours, my femur was breaking in half. The sensation was scissors and too much to scream, so instead I just started to laugh.
Listening to the Antlers album Hospice. That was Shiva. Upcoming is their track Wake.
The door closed, shades drawn, we're dead enough. Thank you. against your back till we're both back in the hospital. Now it's not a cancer ward, sleeping in the morgue. Men and women, blue and white, they are singing all around you with heavy shovels holding earth. You were being buried to your neck in that hospital.
That was Epilogue by The Antlers off their album Hospice, and you just listened to the entire album if you've been here for the last hour. So it is now 2:51 a.m. in Medford, Massachusetts, so this night is coming to a close here, and this is the penultimate Rainbow Theorem, I think, for the semester. So, don't know what's going to happen next week and the week after, because I think... 2 weeks from now is our finals week at here at Tufts, but I don't have that many finals this semester. I might be able to come on and do a show, and that would be a lot of fun. And in particular, I think it'd be really, I've never done a Christmas theme show before, so I was thinking it might be fun to drag a friend on and attempt to play a bunch of Christmas carols on air without practicing them beforehand. And it's an idea I've been entertaining in my head for a little while, and I'm like, hey, I have one chance to get it right. One chance to do it, rather. Apologies. We're going to do another PSA, I think. This is about organ donation. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And if any of you are working the late night and listening to WMFO, you're going to be hearing a few more of those, I take it. So we've got a few more minutes here. Let's do the weather. It should be interesting over the next few days. It is... I was not prepared for this weather. This is going to be fun. I live a 15-minute walk from here, and I was prepared coming out for about 50-degree weather, and it is currently 40 degrees Fahrenheit, or for us Celsius-dwelling people, 4 degrees Celsius. Today's high will be all of 49 Celsius, or 10 degrees Celsius, going down to a balmy 2 degrees Celsius later. We are going to go below freezing in the next week on Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, and generally good weather until next Thursday or Friday, when you should expect scattered showers. Highs throughout the week of between 40 and 45, lows closer to 25, 30. This has been fun. I don't know what I'm really going to do next semester. I know now I'm going to be a second semester senior and going to be taking an easier class set, especially since my grad school apps are in. Hopefully I'll be traveling a lot, visiting grad schools and friends across the U.S. I think the Rainbow Theorem time should change to be during the day or hopefully during a Wednesday night. Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to getting the next 6 weeks or so over with, because that will mean all my grad school applications are submitted. So I mentioned earlier that the Perfume Genius's cover of Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love reminded me of a track by Spiritualize. I'd like to play that for you. So upcoming, this is Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space, off their album of the same title, published in 1997. So, without further ado, thank you for listening in to another episode of The Rainbow Theorem. This is DJ Chris Tsai, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Please enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.